The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is, we will never quit. American Muslim 360 is number one Muslim radio station.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us, or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, and welcome to this morning's reading. For today, we'll be reading Jews 27. I will be your host, Apreetha Hadi, and as always, hugs and love to you, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as we read this morning. We will be reading from Jews from Surah 51, starting at Ayat 31, to Surah 57, ending at Ayat 29. We will begin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abraham said, "And what, O you messengers, is your errand now?" They said, "We have been sent to a people deep in sin, to bring on them a shower of stones and clay, rhinestone, marked as from our Lord, for those who trans- passed beyond bounds. Then we evacuated those of the believers who were there. But we found not there any just Muslim persons except in one house. And we left there a sign for such as feared the grievous penalty. And in Moses was another sign. Behold, we sent him to Pharaoh with authority manifest. But Pharaoh turned back with his chiefs and said, a sorcerer or one possessed. So we took him and his forces and threw them into the sea, and his was the blame. And in the Ad people was another sign. Behold, we sent against them a devastating wind. It left nothing whatever that it came up against, but reduced it to ruin and rottenness. And in the Thamud was another sign. Behold, they were told, enjoy your brief day for a little while. But they insolently defied the command of their Lord. So the stunning noise of an earthquake seized them even while they were looking on. Then they could not even stand on their feet, nor could they help themselves. So were the people of Noah before them, for they wickedly transgressed. Section 3, Surah 51, Ayat 47. With power and skill did we construct the firmament, for it was we who create the vastness of space. And we have spread out the spacious earth. How excellently do we spread out. And of everything we have created pairs, that you may receive instruction. Hasten you then at once to Allah. I am from him a warner to you, clear and open. And make not another an object of worship with Allah. I am from him a warner to you, clear and open. Similarly, no apostle came to the people before them, but they said of him, in like manner, a sorcerer or one possessed. Is this the legacy they have transmitted one to another? Nay, they are themselves a people transgressing beyond bounds. So turn away from them. Not yours is the blame, but teach you the message, for teaching benefits the believers. I have only created jinns and men that they may serve me, Allah. No sustenance do I require of them, nor do Allah require that they should feed him. For Allah is he who gives all sustenance, Lord of power, steadfast forever. For the wrongdoers, their portion is like unto the portion of their fellows of earlier generations. Then let them not ask Allah to hasten that portion. Woe then to the unbelievers on account of that day of theirs which they have been promised. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Surah 52, Tur, or the Mount. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By the Mount of Revelation, by a decree inscribed in a scroll unfolded, by the much frequent fame, by the canopy raised high, and by the ocean filled with swell. Verily, the doom of your Lord will indeed come to pass. There is none can avert it. On the day when the firmament will be in dreadful commotion, and the mountains will fly hither and thither, then woe that day to those that treat truth as falsehood, that play and paddle in shallow trifles. That day shall they be thrust down to the fire of hell. Irresistibly, it will be said, is the fire which ye were wont to deny. Is this then a fake, or is it you that do not see? Burn you therein, The same is it to you, whether you bear it with patience or not. You but receive the recompense of your own deeds. As to the righteous, they will be in gardens and in happiness, enjoying the bliss which their Lord had bestowed on them, and their Lord shall deliver them from the penalty of the fire. To them will be said, eat and drink you with profit and health because of your good deeds. They will recline with ease on thrones of dignity, arranged in ranks, and we shall join them to companions with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes. And those who believe and whose families follow them in faith, to them shall we join their families, nor shall we deprive them of their fruit of all of their works. Yet is each individual in pledge for his deeds. And we shall bestow on them of fruit and meat, anything they shall desire. They shall there exchange one with another a loving cup, free of frivolity, free of all taint of ill. Round about them will serve devoted to them youth, handsome as pearls, well guarded. They will advance to each other, engaging in mutual inquiry. They will say, aforetime, we were not without fear for the sake of our people, but Allah has been good to us and has delivered us from the penalty of the scorching wind. Truly, we did call unto him from of old. Truly, it is Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Section 2, Ayat 29, Surah 52. Therefore, proclaim you the praises of your Lord, for by the grace of your Lord, you are no vulgar soothsayer, nor are you one possessed. Or do they say, a poet, we wait for him some calamity hatched by time. Say you, I too will wait along with you. Is it that their faculties of understanding urge them to this? Or are they but a people transgressing beyond bounds? Or do they say, he fabricated the message? Nay, they have no faith. Let them then produce a recital like unto it, if it be they speak the truth. Were they created of nothing, or were they themselves the creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Nay, they have no firm belief. Or are the treasures of your Lord with them? Or are they the managers of affairs? Or have they a ladder by which they can climb up to the heaven and listen to its secret? Then let such a listener of theirs produce a manifest proof. Or has he only daughters and you have sons? Or is it that you do ask for a reward so that they are burdened with a load of debt? Or that the unseen is in their hands and they write it down? Or do they intend a plot against you? But those who defy Allah are themselves involved in a plot. Or have they a God other than Allah? Exalted is Allah, far above the things they associate with him. Were they to see a piece of the sky falling on them, they would only say, clouds gathered in heat. So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs, wherein they shall perforce swoon with terror, the day when the plotting will avail them nothing, and no help shall be given them. And verily, for those who do wrong, there is another punishment besides this, but most of them understand not. Now await in patience the command of your Lord, for verily you are in our eyes, and celebrate the praises of your Lord the while you stand forth. And for part of the night, also praise you him at the retreat of the stars. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Surah 53, Najim or the star. Bismillahi Rahman Rahim. By the star, when it goes down, your companion is neither astray nor being misled, nor does he say aught of his own desire. It is no less than inspiration sent down to him. He was taught by one mighty in power, endued with wisdom, for he appeared in stately form while he was in the highest part of the horizon. Then he approached and came closer and was at a distance of but two bow lengths or even near. So did Allah convey the inspiration to his servant, convey what he meant to convey. The prophet's mind and heart in no way falsified that which he saw. Will you then dispute with him concerning what he saw? For indeed he saw him at a second descent, near the lote tree, beyond which none may pass. Near it is the garden of abode. Behold, the lote tree was shrouded in mystery unspeakable. His sight never swerved, nor did it go wrong, for truly did he see of the signs of his Lord the greatest. Have you seen Lat and Uzzah, and another, the third goddess, Manat? What? For you the male sex, and for him the female? Behold, such would be indeed a division most unfair. These are nothing but names which you have devised, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority whatever. They follow nothing but conjecture and what their own souls desire, even though there has already come to them guidance from their Lord. Nay, shall man have just anything he hankers after? But it is Allah that the end and the beginning of all things belong. Section 2, Surah 53, Ayat 26. How many soever be the angels in the heavens, their utterance, their intercession will avail nothing except as Allah has given leave for whom he pleases, and that he is acceptable to him. Those who believe not in the hereafter name the angels with female names, but they have no knowledge therein. They follow nothing but conjecture, and conjecture avails nothing against truth. Therefore, shun those who turn away from our message and desire nothing but the life of this world. That is as far as knowledge will reach them. Verily, your Lord know best those who stray from his path, and he know best those who receive guidance. Yeah, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and on earth, so that he rewards those who do evil according to their deeds, and he rewards those who do good with what is best. Those who avoid great sins and shameful deeds, only falling into small faults, verily, your Lord is ample in forgiveness. He knows you well when he brings you out of the earth and when you are hidden in your mother's womb. Therefore, justify not yourselves. He knows best who it is that guards against evil. Section 3, Ayat 33, Surah 53. See you one who turns back, gives a little, then hardens his heart? What? Has he knowledge of the unseen so that he can see? Nay, is he not acquainted with what is in the books of Moses and of Abraham, who fulfilled his engagements, namely, that no bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another, that man can have nothing but what he strives for, that the fruit of his striving will soon come in sight? Then will he be rewarded with the reward complete. That to your Lord is the final goal. That is Allah who granted laughter and tears. That it is Allah who grant death and life. That he did create in pairs, male and female, from a seed when lodged in its place. that he had promised a second creation, raising of the dead, that he who gives wealth and satisfaction, that he is the Lord of Cyrus, the mighty star, and that it is Allah who destroyed the powerful ancient Ad people and the Thamud, nor gave them a lease of perpetual life. And before them, the people of Noah, for they were all most unjust and most insolent transgressors. And Allah destroyed the overthrown cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, so that ruins unknown have covered them up. Then which of the gifts of your Lord, O man, will you dispute about? This is a warner of the series of warners of old. The judgment ever approaching draws nigh. No soul but Allah can lay it bare. Do you then wonder at this recital? And will you laugh and not weep, wasting your time in vanity, but fall you down in prostration to Allah and adore him? We will prostrate. Alhamdulillah. Surah 54, Qamar, or the moon. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The hour of judgment is nigh, and the moon is cleft asunder. But if they see a sign, they turn away and say, this is but transient magic. They reject the warning and follow their own lust. But every matter has its appointed time. There have already come to them recitals wherein there is enough to check them. Mature wisdom, but the preaching of warners profits them not. Therefore, O prophet, turn away from them. The day that the caller will call them to a terrible affair, they will come forth, their eyes humbled from their graves, torpid like locusts scattered abroad, hastening with eyes transfixed towards the caller. Hard is this day, the unbelievers will say. Before them, the people of Noah rejected their apostle. They rejected our servant and said, here is one possessed, and he was driven out. Then he called on his Lord, I am one overcome. Do you then help me? So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth. And we caused the earth to gush forth with springs, so that the waters met and rose to the extent decreed. But we bore him on an ark made of broad planks and caulked with palm fiber. She floats under our eyes and care, a recompense to one who had been rejected with scorn. And we have left this as a sign for all time. Then is there any that will receive admonition? But how terrible was my penalty and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? The Ad people too rejected truth. Then how terrible was my penalty and my warning. For we went against them, sent against them a furious wind on a day of violent disaster, plucking out men as if they were roots of palm trees torn up from the ground. Yeah, how terrible was my penalty and my warning. But we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? Section 2, Ayat 23, Surah 54. The Thamud also rejected their warnings, for they said, what? A man, a solitary one from among ourselves? Shall we follow such a one? Truly, should we then be straying in mind and mad? Is it that the message is sent to him of all people amongst us? Nay, he is a liar and an insolent one. Ah, they will know on the morrow which is the liar, the insolent one. For we will send the she-camel by way of trial for them. So watch them, O Salah, and possess yourself in patience, and tell them that the water is to be divided between them, each one's right to drink, being brought forth by suitable terms. But they called to their companion, and he took a sword in hand and hamstrung her. Oh, how terrible was my penalty and my warning. For we sent against them a single mighty blast, and they became like dry stubble used by one who pins cattle. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? The people of Lot rejected his warning. We sent against them a violent tornado with showers of stones, which destroyed them, except Lot's household. Them we delivered by early dawn as a grace from us. Thus do we reward those who give thanks. And Lot did warn them of our punishment, but they disputed about the warning. And they even sought to snatch away his guests from him, but we blinded their eyes. They heard, "Now taste you my wrath and my warning." Early on the morrow, an abiding punishment seized them. So taste you my wrath and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? Section 3, Ayat 41, Surah 54. To the people of Pharaoh, too, aforetime, came warners from Allah. The people rejected all our signs, but we seized them with such penalty as comes from one exalted in power, able to carry out his will. Are your unbelievers, O Quraysh, better than they? Or have you an immunity in the sacred books? Or do they say, we acting together can defend ourselves? Soon will their multitude be put to flight, and they will show their backs. Nay, the hour of judgment is the time promised them for their full recompense, and that hour will be most grievous and most bitter. Truly those in sin are the ones straying in mind and mad. The day they will be dragged through the fire on their faces, they will hear, taste you the touch of hell. Verily all things have we created in proportion and measure, and our command is but a single act like the twinkling of an eye. And oft is the past have we destroyed gangs like unto you. Then is there any that will receive admonition? All that they do is noted in their books of deeds. Every matter, small and great, is on record. As to the righteous, they will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, in an assembly of truth, in the presence of a sovereign omnipotent. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Surah 55, Rahman, or Allah Most Gracious. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Most Gracious. It is He who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him speech and intelligence. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed, and the herbs and the trees both alike bow in adoration. And the firmament has He raised high. I want to bow here because like the trees and the earth, we bow also in adoration to Allah, so we will make a prostration. Alhamdulillah. And the firmament has Allah raised high, and He has set up the balance of justice, in order that you may not transgress due balance. So establish weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. It is Allah who has spread out the earth for His creatures. Therein is fruit and date palms, producing staffs enclosing dates. Also corn with its leaves and stalk for fodder and sweet-smelling plants. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? He created man from sounding clay like unto pottery, and He created jinns from fire free of smoke, then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Allah is Lord of the two east and Lord of the two west. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? He has let free the two bodies of flowing water meeting together. Between them is a barrier which they do not transgress. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Out of them come pearls and coral. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And his are the ships sailing smoothly through the seas, lofty as mountains. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Section 2, Ayat 26, Surah 55. All that is on earth will perish, but will abide forever the face of your Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Of him seeks its need every creature in the heavens and on earth. Every day in new splendor do he shine. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Soon shall we settle your affairs, O both ye worlds. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? O you assembly of jinn and men, if it be you can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, pass you. Not without authority shall you be able to pass. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? O on you will be sent, O you evil ones twain, a flame of fire to burn and a smoke to choke. No defense will you have. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? When the sky is rent asunder and it becomes red like ointment, then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? On that day, no question will be asked of man or jinn as to his sin. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? For the sinners will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by their forelocks and their feet. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? This is the hell which the sinners deny. In its midst and in the midst of boiling hot water will they wander round. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Section 3, Ayat 46, Surah 55. But for such as fear the time when they will stand before the judgment seat of their Lord, there will be two gardens. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Containing all kinds of trees and delights. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them each will be two springs flowing free. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them will be fruits of every kind, two and two. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? They will recline on carpets whose inner linings will be of rich brocade. The fruit of the garden will be near and easy to reach. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them will be maidens, chaste, restraining their glances, whom no man or jinn before them has touched. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Like unto rubies and coral, then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Is there any reward for good other than good? Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And besides these, there are two other gardens. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Dark green in color from plentiful watering. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them each will be two springs pouring forth water in continuous abundance. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them will be fruits and dates and pomegranates. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them will be fair companions, good, beautiful. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Companions restrained as to their glances in goodly pavilions. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Whom no man or jinn before them has touched. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Reclining on green cushions and rich carpets of beauty. then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Blessed be the name of your Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor. Sadaqa Allah al-Azim. Surah 56, Waqiyah, or the inevitable event. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When the event inevitable come to pass, then will no soul entertain falsehood concerning its coming. Many will it bring low, many will it exalt. When the earth shall be shaken to its depths, and the mountains shall be crumbled to atoms, becoming dust scattered abroad, and you shall be sorted out into three columns, then there will be the companions of the right hand. What will be the companions of the right hand? And the companions of the left hand. What will be the companions of the left hand? And those foremost in faith will be foremost in the hereafter. These will be those nearest to Allah, in gardens of bliss, a number of people from those of old, and a few from those of later times. They will be on thrones encrusted with gold and precious stones, reclining on them facing each other. Bound round about them will be served youth of perpetual freshness, with goblets shining, beakers and cups filled out of clear flowing fountains. No after eight will they receive therefrom, nor will they suffer intoxication, and with fruit any that they may select, and the flesh of fowl any that they may desire. And there will be companions with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes, like unto pearls, well guarded, a reward for the deeds of their past life. No frivolity will they hear therein, any taint of ill, only the same peace, peace. The companions of the right hand. What will be the companions of the right hand? They will be among low trees without thorns, among tall trees with flowers or fruits, piled one above another, in shade long extended, by water flowing constantly, and fruit in abundance, whose season is not limited, nor supply forbidden. And on thrones of dignity raised high, we have created their companions of special creation, and made them virgin pure and undefiled, beloved by nature, equal in age for the companions of the right hand. Section 2, Ayah 39, Surah 56. A goodly number from those of old, and a goodly number from those of later times. The companions of the left hand. What will be the companions of the left hand? They will be in the midst of a fierce blast of fire, and in boiling water, and in shades of black smoke. Nothing there will be to refresh nor please, for that they were wont to be indulged before that in wealth and luxury, and persisted obstinately in wickedness supreme. And they used to say, what? When we die and become dust and bones, shall we then indeed be raised up again, we and our fathers of old? Say, yeah, those of old and those of later times, all will certainly be gathered together for the meeting appointed for a day well known. Then will you truly, O you that go wrong, and treat truth as falsehood? You will surely taste of the tree of Zakum. Then will you fill your insides therewith, and drink boiling water on top of it. Indeed, you shall drink like diseased camels, raging with thirst. Such will be their entertainment on the day of requital. It is we who have created you. Why will you not witness the truth? Do you then see the human seed that you throw out? Is it you who created, or are we the creators? We have decreed death to to be your common lot, and we are not to be frustrated from changing your forms and creating you again in forms that you know not. And you certainly know already the first form of creation. Why then do you not celebrate its praises? See you the seed that you sow in the ground? Is it you that caused it to grow, or are we the cause? Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry powder, and you would be left in wonderment, saying, we are indeed left without, with debts for nothing. Indeed are we shut out the fruits of our labor. See you the water which you drink? Do you bring it down in rain from the cloud, or do we? Were it our will, we could make it soft and unpalatable. Then why do you not give thanks? See you the fire which you kindle? Is it you who grow the tree which feeds the fire, or do we grow it? We have made it a memorial of our handiwork and an article of comfort and convenience for the denizens of deserts. Then celebrate with praises the name of your Lord, the Supreme. Section 3, Ayat 75 through 56. Furthermore, I call to witness the setting of the stars, and that is indeed a mighty adjuration, if you but knew. That is indeed a Quran most honorable. That this is indeed a Quran most honorable, in a book well guarded, which comes, which none shall touch but those who are clean, a revelation from Allah of the world. It is such a message that you would hold in light esteem. Is it such a message that you would hold in light esteem? And have you made it your livelihood that you should declare it false? Then why do you not intervene when the soul of the dying man reaches the throat, and you the while sit looking on? For we are nearer to him than you, and yet you see not. Then why do you not, if you are exempt from future account, call back the soul, if you are true in your claim of independence? Thus then, if he be of those near to Allah, there is for him rest and satisfaction and a garden of delights. And if he be of the companions of the right hand, for him is the salutation, peace be unto you from the companions of the right hand. And if it be he of those who treat truth as falsehood, who go wrong, for him is entertainment with boiling water and burning in hell fire. Verily, this is the very truth and certainty. So celebrate with praises the name of your Lord, the Supreme. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Hadith, Hadith or Aaron. Surah 57. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth, let it declare the praises and glory of Allah, for he is the exalted in might, the wise. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. It is he who gives life and death, and he has power over all things. He is the first and the last, the evident and the imminent, and he has full knowledge of all things. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and is moreover firmly established on the throne of authority. He knows what enters within the earth and what comes forth out of it, what comes down from heaven and what mounts up to it. And he is with you wheresoever you may be, and Allah sees well all that you do. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all affairs are referred back to Allah. He emerges night into day, and he emerges day into night, and he has full knowledge of the secrets of all hearts. Believe in Allah and His apostle, and spend in charity out of the sustenance whereon He has made you heirs. For those of you who believe and spend in charity, for them is a great reward. What cause have you why you should not believe in Allah? And the apostle invites you to believe in your Lord and has indeed taken your covenant if you are men of faith. Allah is the one who sends to His servant manifest signs that He may lead you from the depths of darkness into light. And verily Allah is to you most kind and merciful. And what cause have you why you should not stand in the cause of Allah? For to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Not equal among you are those who spend freely and fought before the victory with those who did so later. Those are higher in rank than those who spent freely and fought afterwards. But to all has Allah promised a goodly reward, and Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Section 2, Ayat 11, Surah 57. Who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan? For Allah will increase it manifold to his credit, and he will besides give him a liberal reward. One day shall you see the believing men and the believing women, how their light runs forward before them by their right hands. Their greeting will be, good news for you this day, gardens beneath which flow rivers to dwell therein for a. This is indeed the highest achievement. One day will the hypocrites, men and women, say to the believers, wait for us, let us borrow a light from your light. It will be said, turn you back to your rear, then seek a light where you can. So a wall will be put up between them with a gate therein. Within it will be mercy throughout, and without it, all alongside will be wrath and punishment. Those without will call out, were we not with you? The others will reply, true, but you led yourselves into temptation. You looked forward to our ruin. You doubted Allah's promise, and your false desires deceived you until there issued the command of Allah, and the deceiver deceived you in respect of Allah. This day shall no ransom be accepted of you, nor of those who rejected Allah. Your abode is the fire, that is the proper place to claim you, an evil refuge it is. Has not the time arrived for the believers that their hearts in all humility should engage in the remembrance of Allah and of the truth which has been revealed to them, and that they should not become like those to whom was given revelation aforetime, but long ages passed over them and their hearts grew hard? For many among them are rebellious transgressors. Know you all that Allah give life to the earth after its death? Already have we shown the signs plainly to you, that you may learn wisdom. For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manifold to their credit, and they shall have besides a liberal reward. And those who believe in Allah and His apostles, they are the sincere lovers of truth and the witnesses who testify in the eyes of their Lord. They shall have their reward and their light. But those who reject Allah and deny our signs, they are companions of hellfire. Section 3, Ayat 20, Surah 57. Know you all that the life of this world is but play and amusement, pomp and mutual boasting, and multiplying in rivalry among yourselves, and riches in children. Here is a similitude, how rain and the growth which it brings forth delight the hearts of the tillers. Soon it withers. You will see it grow yellow. Then it becomes dry and crumbles away. But in the hereafter is a penalty severe for devotees of wrong, and forgiveness from Allah and his good pleasure for the devotees of Allah. And what is the life of this world but goods and chattels of deception? Be you foremost in seeking forgiveness from your Lord and a garden of bliss, the width whereof is as the width of the heaven and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and his apostle. That is grace of Allah, which he bestows on whom he pleases, and Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. No misfortune can happen on earth or in your soul, but is recorded in a decree before we bring it into existence. That is truly easy for Allah. In order that you may not despair over matters that pass you by, nor exult over favors bestowed upon you, for Allah loves not any vainglorious boaster. Such persons are covetous and commend covetousness to men. And if any turn back from Allah's way, verily Allah is free of all need, worthy of all praise. We sent aforetime our apostles with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance of right and wrong, that men may stand forth in justice. And we sent down Aaron, in which is material for mighty war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help unseen him and his apostles. For Allah is full of strength, exalted in might, and able to enforce his will. Section 4, Ayat 26, Surah 57. And we sent Noah and Abraham and established in their line prophethood and revelation. And some of them were on right guidance, but many of them became rebellious transgressors. Then in their wake, we followed them up of our apostles. We sent after them Jesus, the son of Mary, and bestowed on him the gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who follow him compassion and mercy. But the monasticism which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them. We commanded only the seeking for the good pleasure of Allah, but that they did not foster, as they should have done. Yet we bestowed on those among them who believed their due reward, but many of them are rebellious transgressors. O you that believe, fear Allah and believe in his apostle, and he will bestow on you a double portion of his mercy. He will provide for you a light by which you shall walk straight in your path, and he will forgive you your past, for Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. That the people of the book may know that they have no power whatever over the grace of Allah, that his grace is entirely in his hand to bestow it on whomsoever he wills, for Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Allah the Tremendous has confirmed his truth. We have completed Jews 27 for the 27th day of Ramadan. And I would like to recite a prayer that is usually recited after the reading of the Quran. And then we will go to a PSA so we have time, inshallah. It's a prayer. Oh Allah, change my fear and my grave into love. Oh Allah, have mercy on me in the name of the great Quran, and make it for me a guide in light and mercy. O Allah, make me remember of it what I have forgotten, and make me know of it that which I have become ignorant of, and make me recite it in the hours of the night and the day, and make it an argument for me, O Allah, sustainer of all the world. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Now let me put my Quran away, and I'm going to open up and see if we have time to go to a PSA. I appreciate you all so kindly for being here. Okay, alhamdulillah. We have a few minutes and we will take a PSA. You know it wanna act up, don't you? But we ain't gonna worry about it. Folks. We'll do this one.
You're listening to America Muslim 360, Believer Supported Radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Razia Mukman with Al Mufanu Islamic Center asking you
wow.
To
let me see if I can turn it up.
CWSC and AM
360.
Just $9.99 per month. Visit cwsc.us today to make your tax-deductible gift or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yes, that was our reminder that we are in the end of Ramadan telethon. Okay, I'm going to go here. We have the caller, 504-451.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you very much. For the preacher for the work that you do. Allah have you, so praise be to Allah. It's up there upon my road I like to share. CWSC and AM360 will never stop. These words mean a lot. Fulfill all obligations, allow to improve our situation. Coronavirus, the sign of the time, not crossing the line, purify our mind. The Quran, revelation for all of the nation. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Share what our live best in with CWSC and AM360 and the volunteers are too legit to quit. The world is being chastised before they did. People they are tired, hoping that they will give scriptures a try. Too many lives, inspiration from our Creator, let's be grateful for His favors. We better open up our mind, read the sign. This might be the time. Warning to the unbelievers and the deceivers, give glad tidings to the believers. The wicked think that he got it going on. Believe us, we are not that strong. Just focus on the mission. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Improve the people's condition. You are in the same situation. Live as if we will live forever, and live also as we will die tomorrow. If this the days of sorrow, people are not doing fine. They are in need of the modern-day soup line. The mountains, government is crumbling. The masses need our help. So they can examine the way they are thinking. We have the wisdom that our Imam left. Propagation and interfaith. Maybe it's not too late. Let's not be like Noah's wife. Let's sacrifice for a better life. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly, Brother Bilal, for that. Alhamdulillah. And we want to thank everyone for being here this morning and wanted to remind you to come back at 9 o'clock and we will begin. Continue our end of the year, the CWSC AM360, end of Ramadan telethon. So, inshallah, we will look forward to seeing you back at that time, 9 o'clock. We'll be going from 9 to 11. Thank you again. Assalamu alaikum. We look forward to seeing you shortly, inshallah.
Ramadan Mubarak.